Wonderland.
It was a soupy 18 degrees outside, the warmest autumn since records began. I'd spotted my first festive baubles in late September, and tree lights were twinkling by Halloween.
Nervous, Charles?
I'm always nervous till I see the whites of their eyes.
They're queuing on the block, so expect a crowd.
Oh, God.
The city that never sleeps had become the city that never stops shopping. Streets thronging with consumers in T-shirts, shorts and Santa hats.
Just waiting for the all clear from front of house.
Morris, my so-called agent, was busy securing work for his star clients, leaving the serfs to scrabble around for crumbs.
OK, Charles.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's someone here who'd like to say hello.
Hello! Hello! Welcome to Santa's Grotto! Ho, ho, ho!
Everyone's a critic.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, ran down Santa Claus Lane.
Hi, Juliet, it's Mum. I know it's still a way off, but I was just wondering if you've any idea when you might be arriving for Christmas. Only there's a festive market on the South Bank I thought you might like. Anyway, give me a ring. Love to Olive. And Miles, of course.
I need a drink.
Kettle's just boiled. Worth a shot.
My chin.
What have you done?
Has Morris phoned?
What's happened to your face?
I'm beard intolerant.
Well, you were when I took you for vegan tapas in Hoxton.
That was a restaurant. I thought it was a George Bernard Shaw lookalike agency.
Stop scratching.
Whatever that beard was made of, it feels like my chin's on fire.
You have gone a very funny colour.
How funny?
On a scale from shaving rash to leprosy, impetigo.
Who gets impetigo?
Mostly children.
Great.
I might have some ointment. Bad day at the grotto.
I've sweated a stone, been told I smell funny, and been reprimanded for smoking by a sanctimonious elf who, I might add, is not even an elf.
No.
Sparkle. I kid you not. Real name, not elf name.
Antihistamine cream.
And I've been urinated on twice.
Keep still.
Once by a child.
A tip or a review?
I can't keep this up till Christmas.
It's work.
It's hell.
Don't chuck in the towel yet. I want to bring Olive to see Santa.
No.
Why?
No, Franz, absolutely not. I will not have our granddaughter seeing me being ritually humiliated.
Don't be so pompous.
One day I'm going to die, and I'd like her to remember Grandad with at least a shred of dignity, not wearing a cheap beard and smelling of pee.
That was pretty much your Uncle Vanya.
Oh, ha, very much not ha. Oh, this itching has spread to my head.
I can't put cream on your head.
Oh. What?
Pass me my glasses.
What? Oh, Francis.
I might be wrong, but I think you've got nits.
That's it. Give me the phone.
Oh, why are you calling my private number?
To see if you really were out of the office.
I am allowed a personal life.
Are you doing something personal?
I'm at the gym.
Shut up.
How do you think I maintain my boyish physique?
I don't think about your physique.
I've still got a 30-inch waist.
Well, it's one achievement to put on your grave.
I intend to live forever.
Not if I have my way.
What do you want, Charles?
A job.
You've got a job.
I've also got nits.
Nits?
Imagine that, a parasite living off an actor. And I still haven't been paid for that BBC poetry reading.
I'll chase it.
Get me a proper job that pays proper money.
Look, Charles, it's not...
Do not tell me it's not a good climate. You always say that, and yet mysteriously all your other clients seem to be unaffected by the weather conditions.
A, weather is different from climate. And B, I was going to say it's not a good time for me to talk. I'm going into a spin class taught by a Swiss called Kurt. Thin as a whippet, with legs like knotted rope.
Well, when you and Kurt have stopped spinning, whatever the hell spinning is, will you please find me something, anything that doesn't involve asking people if they've been naughty or nice?
So that'll be a no to adult phone lines?
My face ballooned overnight, so head elf sent me home before I traumatised a generation of kids. Stocked up with a sack full of medication, I stopped off at the Drum and Monkey before embarking on my hair massacre.
Stop spinning yet?
Said the man with a glass in one hand and a fag in the other.
How do you do that?
I am Morris, the great and terrible.
Terrible, yeah, but great.
You are so gonna love me, baby.
I'll be the judge of that.
Time to swap the red suit for a bit of verse speaking.
Shakespeare?
Not exactly.
Webster?
Not quite.
Decker, then, or Aphra Behn?
We're rhyming already.
Johnson, Middleton, Beaumont and Fletcher?
At last, some enthusiasm from the old Fletcher.
Kid Marlowe, Massinger, Ford?
Please stop now, I'm getting bored.
What's the play, Morris?
A very timely revival of an old classic. Listen up, Charles, for here's the plan. It's Cinderella, you're the broker's man.
And that's how I found myself at the Festival Playhouse Margate, or rather, at the United Reformed Church Hall round the corner where the cast of Cinderella were gathered for a meet and greet.
Oh, my giddy aunt, it really is you.
How many Charles Parrises do you know?
Shush, not a word. Danny's running the database. Snow White, Alhambra, Western Superman, 1979.
You're good.
Same year Mrs. T got in.
And I just finished a tour with 784, so much for political theatre.
How the devil are you?
Oh, you know.
I do, matey, I do. Two of a kind, you and me, the gift of longevity.
Well, that or we can't do anything else.
They come, they go, but I'm still here. Oh, shut up, Danny, they've heard it all before. Where are you staying?
Shush.
I run a discreet little B&B. Classy stuff, very bijou, very boutique. It's my pension plan for the tragic day when no one wants my twanker. Each room's got a theatrical theme, and you are to be my guest, mates, rats. Don't tell the others.
I'd love to, Danny, but I'm going to commute.
Oh, all right, Charles. You're missing Egyptian cotton sheets, top of the range en suite, and a full English to die for, but all right.
Last time I'd worked with Danny Fitz, I was young huntsman to his wicked queen, but where I was feeling the years, Danny remained infuriatingly sprightly.
Teeth and smiles, here comes our star.
Hey, just hide, say hi, Kempelissi.
We know, dear. Danny Fitz.
Charles Harris.
Danny, Charles, good to meet you.
The Just Say No campaign could have been written for Ken. 5 years ago, his Emmy Award-winning show made him a household name both sides of the pond. The smile looked sincere, but the eyes yelled, how the hell did I get from there to here?
Hey, listen, I gotta tell you, I'm way out of my comfort zone.
Oh, bless a Pando Virgin.
They'll love you.
You know, everything you've learned about acting, forget it. Heads up, tits out, and make sure they can hear you at the back of the gods. Oh, excuse me, gents. Cheap coffee goes straight through me.
He's a force of nature, our Danny.
Say that again.
And a great dame.
Well, like a dog?
No, as in there is nothing like a dame.
No, bruv! This weird or what? Sorry.
Dad!
The boy's cartoon smile was exacerbated by unfeasibly white teeth set against an unnaturally tanned face.
Tad Mullish, we met at Tarantino's pool party.
Right. Ah, oh, good to see you. Tad.
Tad.
Tad. So, what you doing?
This,
of course.
Tad hung in there waiting for Ken to remember him, but the ever-growing pause said it just wasn't going to happen.
Do you two know each other?
No, but I know your work.
Of course, I didn't know his work, but I hate watching a wounded animal squirm.
You watch the channel or the TV show? The channel demographic's under 25. You watch the TV show?
Who doesn't? I didn't, but I had seen the airbrushed face and joke haircut promoting Sun, Fun and Formentera, a constructed reality soapumentary about a bunch of 20-somethings living the Balearic dream.
Okay, lovely people, let's cozy up round the table for a friendly little read-through.
Some scripts read well. Cinderella didn't. The show would only come to life with musical numbers, outrageous costumes and scenes of clown-like business.
How'd you find that?
I'm on a steep learning curve.
Don't worry, it'll all come together by opening night. Mm. How much did they tell you about Panto before you signed up?
I'm starting to think not enough.
But you agreed to do it.
Yeah, well, my personal life has become a tad chaotic. You've probably heard about it.
I don't do celebrity gossip.
Mm.
But Morris does little else, so I was fully up to speed on Ken's addiction-fueled train wreck of a life culminating in his catastrophic fall from showbiz grace.
Well, I've been through a lot, but I'm not in denial.
I hadn't actually asked, but I'd come across therapy mantras before.
Anywho, I like a challenge, so I'm like English pantomime. What the hell? I hope I did the right thing.
I can talk you through it if it helps.
Would you do that? Look, I'll buy you lunch. Your choice. Something traditionally British? What exactly is a plowman?
It's a flexible term for bread and cheese with a pickled onion and a sad salad.
I'll have the fish and chips.
Mushy peas.
Charles.
An acquired taste. It shares DNA with peas, but the texture's more of a velouté of Kermit the Frog.
How could I not?
One plowman's, one fish and chips, and 2 pints of IPA.
No beer for me. Diet Coke, no lemon.
Ice?
Not too much. Say 3, maybe 4 cubes, depending on the size. Definitely not more than four, and definitely not a whole glassful. I want Coke with ice, not ice with Coke.
Ice on the bar. Help yourself.
Welcome to England.
Grab some cutlery. I'll get us a table.
The chef was a Raphael with a deep fat fryer, but an Emin with veg. My plowman's consisted of bread like a washing-up sponge, soapy cheese, and a salad so depressed it came with a Prozac dressing.
Well, if I'd known the dame was a trans part, I'd have told my manager to hold out for it.
Well, it's not so much trans as drag.
Well, tomato, tomato. Still a career booster. Jeffrey Tambor? Eddie Redmayne?
I spent the next half hour trying to explain that a panto dame is less Danish girl, more La Cage aux Folles.
So, the panto tradition is in a direct line from Commedia dell'arte, right?
I suppose way back, but its roots are really Victorian music.
So when I was at UCLA, I wrote this dissertation on slapstick and stage violence in the European tradition.
I had the feeling Ken was one of those craft theory actors who analyze the hell out of a script and then kill it stone dead.
Of course. Samuel Beckett recognized the genius of Buster Keaton.
And so it continued, Ken trying to show me what a cultured man he was, me wishing I was dead, or at least dead drunk.
Then I spent a year in Paris, at Lecoq.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
Sorry, cheese, went down the wrong way, I'm sorry.
Hello, boys.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to say hello earlier, but I saw you guys hiding away here, so I thought I had to come over.
Hey.
Josie, I'm swing captain.
If you're unhip to theatrical jive, swing captain is a sort of chorus line manager, or chorus line manager.
Ken Palizzi.
I know.
Charles, and we weren't hiding.
Oh, I know guilty boys when I see them. Yeah. Actually, Ken, we have met, but you won't remember. Don't worry. It was about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
You had a beach house in Santa Monica.
No, I've never had a beach house.
Oh, must have been somebody else's beach house. My agent sent me out for the pitch season.
Right.
It was a long time ago. I've probably changed quite a lot. And I was using a different name back then. Willow Green? Sorry, I'm ruining your lunch. Can I sneak a chip? Later.
How are you finding the mushy peas?
Like you said, they're an acquired taste.
Whether it was the food, Josie, or just Margate, Ken's mood was subdued as we walked back through the out-of-season streets.
You married, Charles?
I'm not officially unmarried, you?
Serially unmarried, and about to be for the fourth time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's my fault. I'm not in denial. Electra has made it perfectly clear that she won't untie the knot till her shyster lawyers have taken me for every last cent.
Ouch.
Ironically, she's screwing me more now than she did when we were together. Talk about married to the mob.
Seriously?
Hey, Ken, what the hell are you doing?
What does it look like?
Who walks?
We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. Walking's legal here.
I leave him for 2 hours and he turns native.
When did you arrive?
Now. Flew into Heathrow, picked up the car, here I am. Well, don't introduce me.
Larry Charles, Charles Larry, my manager.
Manager, gopher, nursemaid, I even wiped his...
Okay, Larry!
Has he been drinking?
No.
Good. Don't let him. So you want the bad news or the worst news?
Start with the bad.
You're booked onto some talk show tonight.
We're rehearsing.
You're excused rehearsals. The producers want to milk you for publicity.
Terrific. And the worst news?
Electra's flying in to see you.
Oh, God, that's all I need.
She wants a one-on-one.
Ever heard of Skype?
She can't smell your fear on Skype.
Can you keep her away?
Not for long. I gotta check in. Wanna ride?
No, we're good.
You say so, suckers.
God damn it.
When you said married to the mob, you didn't actually... I mean, she's not...
Oh, really. Mafia? No, I wish. You know we are with wise guys. Electra's much scarier than that.
Evening.
You've just missed Baron Hardup on Graham Norton.
Oh, Ken said he was doing a talk show tonight.
How come he was on the South Bank and you then just got back?
His manager drove him.
Can't see Morris doing that for you.
Please. I need something to take away the taste of train coffee. Drink?
I've got cocoa.
Has it come to this?
With a shot of brandy.
Aha, now you're talking. So how'd he come across?
He started quite shy and introspective, and then he came on all Donald Trump, NRA, trying to make a case for the Second Amendment.
Really?
He collects guns.
Well, who knew? He doesn't seem the type. How'd that play with the crowd?
You could hear a cold easterly blowing straight through the studio.
Oh, I hope he hasn't killed ticket sales.
It warmed warmed up again when he got on to his disastrous marriages. Speaking of which, you're going to be around for Christmas?
Just the main event. We've got shows either side.
I'd kind of like to know if I'm going to have a full house. I still haven't heard from Juliet.
Well, there's time.
It starts to gallop around now. Before you know it, you're pulling crackers and staring at a mountain of washing up.
I like a quiet Christmas.
But I really fancy doing it big this year. Push the boat out, all the trimmings while Ollie's still young, and we're compass mentis.
Speak for yourself.
We're not getting any younger.
Middle age is starting to grow on me.
Middle?
The deep peace of my single bed after the hurly-burly of the chaise longue.
A little less chaise-longing in your youth, you still enjoy the hurly-burly of my double.
You've only got to ask.
Don't hold your breath.
You don't know what you...
I really do, and I'm not missing it.
On which note, I'll bid you a sweet good night. Early start tomorrow.
Night-night.
Each morning I skipped breakfast, saving myself for the epicurean delights of Margate's Regency Cafe.
Usual, Charles?
Do you do seaweed scramble and tonka beans on sprouted grain toast with a wheatgrass and spirulina frappe?
No.
Usual, then. And two double espressos.
In one cup?
Of course.
A speeding car bounced the curb, pulled up without indicating, and narrowly missed an irate cyclist.
Charles Paris, Lord of the Dance?
Lord of the Flies, more like.
A bit early for you, Morris.
I work 24-7. I just don't bother calling you till opening time.
What do you want?
Just touching base to let you know I'm chasing your BBC fee. Apparently, a business affairs exec was having a minor procedure and her assistant was on an outsourcing course. So you slipped through the net, but you're very much back in the system.
Good to know.
One double egg, double bacon, double sausage, double hash brown on white.
And one double bypass. Speak soon.
Barely 10 into my 2,000 calories, I saw Ken hurrying across the road. Not in the mood for a Stanislavskian analysis of Baron Hardup's relationship with his daughters, I hunched over my plate. I needn't have bothered. The curb jumper's window wound down, and an agitated Larry handed an agitated Ken a parcel, which Ken shoved into his coat pocket before the car sped
Everything
off.
Okay, love?
It was a good question, but not one to ruin a decent breakfast. Josie was running a dance rehearsal in an upstairs room, while downstairs they were reheating an old traditional quick change scene. As I wasn't needed for either, I sat in to watch the ugly sisters and the Baron.
Oh, I am looking forward to the Prince's ball tonight, aren't you, Narcia?
Yeah. I wonder what I should wear.
Let's ask Daddy. Daddy! Woohoo, Daddy!
Hey, come on. All right, girls. You know, keep it down, huh? They can hear you, you know, in the town.
Narcia and I need your help, Daddy.
Look, I've been telling you for years. You need help.
That's nice, isn't it, dyspepsia?
What was that, Narcia?
That's nice, isn't it, dyspepsia?
Can we stop a sec? Tad, I missed your line.
I said it.
I thought you had a frog in your throat.
I said it twice.
Yes, dear, but if I can't hear my cue...
Man!
It was a genuine clash of cultures. Danny, an old-school belter, versus two new-age mumblers.
I'm feeling kind of unrooted about exactly who Baron Hardup really is, you know, as a character.
Rehearsals ground to a halt. And while our director took Tad and Ken aside for a deep analysis of effervescent panto acting, I nipped out to the car park.
Naughty.
Mm.
Danny, give us a nip and I won't tell.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy Mary, I have never worked so hard in my life, and I've played second house at the Liverpool Empire. You know what it is?
What?
Too much telly. On one side, I've got Ken mumbling like a pound shop brando. On the other, Tad stands there doing that stupid bloody pout some stylist told him was sexy. That's why they only ever shoot him from the same angle.
While Danny ranted, I became aware of a short woman in a red plastic raincape watching us from across the car park.
They get away with it on screen, but not on stage.
Oh, don't turn around, Danny, but I think we're being watched.
I said the...
Oh, hello, Gloria. Sorry, dear. He won't be out for hours. And off she trots.
I thought we were rebooting Don't Look Now. Who is she?
Ken's number one fan.
How do you know this stuff?
I bother to read the notice board.
They put notices up about stalkers.
Gloria's not a stalker. Well, she is a stalker. Just armless and starstruck. Starstruck over a charisma-free zone like Ken. The world's gone stark raving mad. And if he and Tad don't speak up, so will I.
Keep the change.
What have we got here?
Oh, excuse me. The stage doorman at the theater said Cinderella rehearsals are here. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, could one of you point me towards the rehearsal room? I'm here to see Ken.
Well...
Don't worry. I'm definitely not a fan. I'm Electra, his wife.
Allow me. Oh. Loving the gold trainers.
On first sight, Electra wasn't the monster Ken described. Of course, you should never judge a book by its cover. But the dust jacket was certainly arresting.
Oh! Sorry, Charles. Oh! Bit of a hurry. Anyone ask? I got a publicity shoot. Hit the gas, Larry.
Where'd he go?
Bastard!
Steady on.
Oh, not you. That lousy son of a...
I'm Charles, by the way.
Charles, by the way?
No, my name's,
Yeah, I get it. Joke,
right, yeah, sure.
God, I didn't realize Notting Hill was a documentary.
Yeah, right, no, sorry. Well, looks like rehearsals are over for the day.
Well, yeah. I don't know about you, Charles, but I could use a drink.
Oh.
I'm buying.
Ah.
Seated by a window in the Sea View bar of the Grand Hotel, Electra got straight down to business.
Has Ken fallen off the wagon yet?
Not as far as I know.
He will.
Well, I'll try and keep an eye on him.
I never could.
Huddled in a bus shelter opposite, I made out a figure in a red rain cape. It was Gloria, eating a sandwich and staring up at the hotel.
If it's not drink, it'll be drugs or sex or gambling. People like Ken always find something to replace the last addiction.
It must be difficult.
Oh, British understatement. We are way past difficult. Why else do you think I'm in Margate, for God's sake?
Don't lawyers deal with divorce?
Let me tell you about lawyers.
Electra was clearly an old hand at extricating herself from failed marriages. But as old hands went... She was looking good on it with a brand new Disney princess nose and top-of-the-range cheekbones.
Ken's team are playing dirty, saying I was violent and threatened him. Well, excuse me, but I'm not the one loosing off semi-automatics at 3 a.m. That is what happens when Viagra fails.
Oh,
too much information.
I'm British. We don't tend to share till we've known someone for at least 4 decades.
I didn't mean to embarrass you. Oh, it's pathetic. He's got more firearms than the National Guard. Never goes anywhere without one.
Well, he won't have one here.
If you can pay for it, you can have whatever you want. Oh, I gotta take this. Larry, you got my 15 voicemails and decided to answer my calls this decade.
All the talk of guns reminded me of seeing Larry parked outside the Regency Cafe. Was the package you gave to Ken gun-sized? Then again, as Larry did everything for Ken, it might have been a ham sandwich.
My sweet... At the Grand, tonight.
Looked heavy for a ham sandwich, though.
Oh, fix a goddamn meeting, Larry. Fix it now. I'll expect your call. Oh, jerk. I need another drink. Charles?
But I made my excuses and left. Whatever happened in Electra's suite that night, Ken was still mumbling his lines the next day and seemed to have lost all focus before disappearing completely. By lunch, Danny was on the verge of a stroke, so I sloped off to the captain's cabin.
Hey, look who it is. Hey, you got a light?
With 3 empty glasses on the table and work in progress on a 4th, Ken had fallen off the wagon, climbed back on, and tumbled headfirst into a vat of vodka. Electra had been right.
God, you forget just how fantastic booze is.
Well, how about we get some food to soak it up?
Hey, you want to join me? Join me, but do not tell me what to do.
Ken launched into a rambling, self-pitying monologue, whining about the soul-destroying nature of fame, the grasping unfairness of the IRS, ending up on the cruelties of women.
And they never forget a damn thing. You get together, you have a good time, then you split up. No big deal. Let it go already. But no. They stash it away, and they drag it out again years later to use against you.
Did you meet up with Electra?
God, did I? She really gave it to me with both barrels. Don't get married, Charles.
Well, I am married.
Well, don't get divorced.
We're sort of past that stage.
Hey, you got any coke?
Diet or straight?
Come on, you know what I mean.
How about a bag of crisps?
Look, come on, let's go somewhere.
Nuts.
Well, I admit I have personal anger issues.
No, dry, salted, or pork scratch. Have you ever had a pork scratch?
Where the hell's Larry?
I don't know.
He'll get me what I want.
What if Larry's package wasn't a gun, but cocaine? But surely even Ken couldn't have got through that amount already, unless it was a gun and cocaine.
Come on, let's get out of here. Where do you want to go? My tree.
Actually, we should get back.
Nah, they won't mind.
I think they will.
Tomorrow we rehearse. Today I'm having fun.
While Ken had fun, the rest of us rehearsed long and late. Whatever else our star had got up to, he hadn't made himself any friends.
We should be fine, providing we do the show without the Baron.
I tell you, bruv, it's... What's the one that's not professional?
Unprofessional?
That's it.
The trouble is, he's been allowed to get away with bad behaviour for too long.
Ugh, it's an LA thing. No one will stand up to them in case they lose the job.
Let me guess. Ken... I tell you, I've worked with some egos, but I do not know where this guy gets off.
I need a vape. Anyone?
I just want to get my head down.
Later.
Night.
Night. Tad's no Einstein, and he can't act to save his life, but at least he turns up on time and he tries. Right, bedwares is best wares for me.
Danny, it's so late. Does that offer still stand?
You don't have to ask, Charlie. I'll pop you in Charles Hawtrey.
After two or three nightcaps, I bade Danny goodnight, slipped in between the Egyptian cotton sheets, and was soon dead to the world.
Whoa! Whoa! What? If this is about missold PPI...
Charles, Charles, it's me, Ken. Can we talk?
It's 25 to 2.
Please, please, Charles. I need help.
Where are you?
I'm on the beach.
The beach?
Please, Charles.
Where on the beach?
The Turner Contemporary loomed behind me as I trudged down onto the windblown sand, the torch on my phone lighting the way.
Ken! It's Charles!
The tide was out, but on the turn, and then my beam caught a figure leaning back against the concrete sea break.
Oh, for God's sake, Ken, you're not in Venice Beach now. Come on, let's get you... Oh, God!
Ken wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, bloody smartphones.
My fumbling fingers hit the in case of emergency icon.
Ambulance. There's a man on the beach. I think he's been shot.
There was no think about it. He'd been shot, all right. And at close range. I see the bad moon rising.
I see trouble on the way. In episode one of Charles Paris, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Danny was Sean Baker, Ken, Brian Prothero, Electra, Lorelei King, Larry, Nick Underwood, Tad, Sam Ricks, Josie, Nora Lopez-Holden, and Sparkle, Tom Forrester. The Cinderella Killer was written by Jeremy Front, based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Avens.